Welcome to District 32 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better.
Especially in this modern age, it's really easy to lose you and you become the accountant or the mum or the something else. You know, you become what you do rather than who you really are. But how do you find your way back? Sometimes you need just a bit of a helping hand. Today we're joined by Deanne Molden. She has like an amazing business called Flourish with Deanne, and it's all about finding yourself and your way back to who you want to be or who you really are, depending on which way you look at it. Welcome, Deanne.
Thank you.
So what is this Flourish? What do you mean by Flourish?
Well, Flourish in terms of growing, personal growth. I want people to bloom in their life and not just struggle amongst the weeds.
Exist amongst the weeds. We don't want to exist amongst the weeds. Good. Right. Okay. So what sort of people do you work with?
Varying, really, but mostly women 35 to 55 who find themselves in the second stage of their life and wondering what happens to them and who they are and what do I do next?
How did I get here? I'm sure I used to. Yeah.
Okay. And that stems from my own background. That's where it comes from.
Mm-hmm. So that's what kids have sort of kind of gone to school. You suddenly found yourself with an empty nest, so to speak, during school hours or...
Yeah, I found myself single with a 19-year-old son who could look after himself and thought, what do I do now?
See, there was we were very misguided. 19-year-old sons can never look after themselves. I have a 28-year-old son who still can't look after himself.
That's true.
Even though he's married. No, that's not true. He's pretty tidy. He's not too bad. At least he picks up after himself again, or so it's rumoured. But, I mean, you do find that almost your identity becomes embroiled in... what you do on a day-to-day basis. So when that changes, you can leave a bit of a what do I do now sort of kind of moment, doesn't it?
And particularly women as nurturers and carers and running around after everybody else, we tend to neglect ourselves.
Everybody's going, oh, yes. I can hear them and out in the world now agreeing with you. So what sort of process is involved? If I'm feeling a little bit lost in the world, is it a case of jumping on the phone and giving you a call? Or how do people... know that they need to get hold of you?
That's a very good question. My own journey, I found myself going to different alternative therapies and exploring different angles, and from there picked up a few of those modalities myself. And now I want to share that with others. So I'd like to help people without having to go through the length of time that it took me and the pain of rediscovering yourself. It can be quite tough. So I'm actually certified as a theta healer and a life coach. Theta healing works with the subconscious beliefs that are holding us back, so I help people through their fears and their blocks and to get to that place, and then help them through their goals to their dreams, even if they don't know what their dreams are.
Good. So I actually don't need to know where I'm going for you to help me?
Not at all. I don't.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, because there's the thing is, you go, I know I'm not what I want to be, or I'm not where I want to be, but I don't know what I should be. And I think maybe that's what stops people reaching out is you don't know what the answer needs to be, and you don't actually know where you're going. You just know that you're kind of stuck.
Correct. And I don't want the should be to even enter your thought. I want to help people find what they are meant to be.
Ooh. Hang on, I have to think about that for a moment. Because I guess you do, don't you? There's all of these expectations and voices in your head saying, oh, like I should now be, I'm 40 now, I should be owning a house, I should be doing this. And
yes,
it's these societal expectations that you somehow just adopt.
Yeah, that's right. And the normal, you've got to be normal.
Oh, what a terrifying thought.
What is normal?
Well, isn't that just the middle bit of a bell curve?
You know? Yeah.
It's funny, isn't it?
Life experiences put layers on you. You put these layers of protection on you, and that's a form of getting lost also. So I help gently peel back those layers.
Gently peel back. Yeah. No Band-Aids for him. No. So you're one of these people who just sort of kind of pick at the edge rather than grabbing the edge of the Band-Aid and hauling it off.
Correct.
Right.
And the beauty of it is I don't know who you're meant to be either. So it's a new discovery for us both.
So you don't have a magic book. You can look up my birth date, date of time, the sign I'm in, the colour of my hair and what shape my toenails are. Ah, you're supposed to be one of these.
No, not at all.
Is that process a case of having discussions? Is it, how does it work?
Yes, I do have one-on-ones with people. And as I mentioned, the theatre healing, it helps to uncover who you are. But I've also created online courses that you can do yourself with my support in the background.
So I don't actually have to sit down with you and bare all my soul.
Not at all.
And tell you all my deepest, darkest secrets and hope that you're not going to giggle at me.
Correct.
I can sit there and work through, use your expertise and your own experience or your own journey, as you were saying, and see what resonates with me, certainly until I get a bit more perhaps comfortable or confident to have those discussions with you.
Correct, yes. So you can work through the course yourself, but I'm there if you do need me, if you do want to talk to me.
So little white flags are going up, I surrender, yeah. I surrender, please help me. Cool, okay. So is that a case of, is it in modules? Is it, what does it look like?
I have a 12-week course, which begins with making time.
Oh, now you're asking a bit much.
Because, well, I want you to make time for the course, or else you're wasting your money potentially. Mm. So it's around making time and finding belief in yourself, confidence in yourself that you deserve this is the first week. Okay. The second week is meditation, which helps you go inward and uncover yourself very slowly and gently. Then we move into physical identity, emotional identity, personal power, and it goes on until we have a week of achieving your goal at the end.
Cool. So that step-by-step program sounds like I've got time to go, hang on a minute, I really need to think this through, a couple of glasses of wine, a bit of an evening to myself, going, actually, yeah, I can see how this, and then being able to take to the next step and take the next
step. Yeah, and it's a 5-minute read or a 30-minute exercise each day. So it's all very simple, but I've designed it in a way that it's a daily process where you sit with one subject for a day, not even a subject, a part of a subject for that day. So you appreciate that one little topic and then move to the next. Mm-hmm. And
so it increases my awareness as well as my knowledge and my journey. I guess these little, like, what I'm seeing when you're talking about that is lots of little stepping stones, like effectively a ginormous forest of what the hell do I do, with this nice little, like, luminescent almost little, here's the next step and here's the next step and here's the next step. So you can help me. And then I guess the trees start to clear effectively and you've got a better idea of perhaps what you want to do. Maybe not the whole solution.
No.
That's where you can come in. And then I can give you a call. Oh, I'm broken still. Please help me, fix me.
And part of that 12-week course, I have a Facebook inner circle where the wonderful, amazing people I've made connections with in my own journey are coming in and presenting their knowledge and guiding as well. Mm-hmm. So you have that support network from more than just myself, if you want it.
Cool. That actually sounds amazing. Like, what such an idea. So why did you choose to go to an online course to design it in that space rather than just going, nope, I'm only going to take one-on-one clients and if you don't like me, then that's just tough?
Because my vision is bigger than my backyard.
Nice. Okay. Cool. So, I mean, I guess that makes it available to a lot more people than what you can service.
Yeah. And again, I started that course with a week of making time. It takes more time for people to come and see me, drive to me, spend an hour with me. It might be a shorter duration that happens in rather than 12 weeks, but it's easier to find 5 minutes, 30 minutes a day than it is to come out and see me.
And I guess if you make it part of your daily habit, like this is my time today, that's got to help your journey as well, because you're giving yourself then permission to spend time on yourself.
Yes.
Ah, there's an ulterior motive here.
That's why it starts with that the first week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. See, this is why you do what you do and I do what I do. That's good. Okay, cool. So that helps people obviously develop, reconnect, not just with themselves, but with a community as well of people who are perhaps taking a similar journey or can provide extra support. Cool. So who are you really aiming at here?
Lost is a good word.
Lost is a good word?
Because that's how I felt when I started my own journey. Yeah. Okay. Or unhappy in their situation. Maybe they don't like their job. It's 9 to 5 in an office every day. They feel there's more to life than that.
There's got to be more than me than just working to pay bills.
Yeah.
There has to be more to life. Yeah, no, I get that. So best way to get hold of you or to reach out to you, is it jump onto the online course, make a phone call to you first? How do people get started if they want to start to see what this feels like for them?
Well, I have a website, flourishwithdeanne.com.au, and they can contact me through there. They can book a phone call with me and we can chat and find out what is actually best for them.
Okay. That sounds like a good place to start. So once you've got a little bit of their story, you can suggest, look, hey, this sounds like something we need to start on together, or why don't you have a, you know, run through the 12-week course first and then I can come back to you. So it's not just a case of one size fits all, is it?
That's
it,
right.
Sounds like it's a, you give a listen and then find out what's going to work for them and then guide them from there.
Yes, I have varying options depending on what their affordability is, and of course they can have one-on-ones with me if they wish.
So we're going to change that. Instead of Flourish with Deanne, it's going to be Cuddles with Deanne, and that's where you're going to start. Great. Okay, cool. So website first, that gives you all the information that they need, and then they can start their journey back to themselves from there.
That's right.
That sounds brilliant. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Look forward to catching up with you again.
Wonderful. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.